Welcome to the Brand You Like a Boss podcast for ordinary people looking to live a meaningful and extraordinary life. Your host, Natasha Weston, talks branding and interviews incredible bosses from various industries, professions, and walks of life who are successfully building brands that people know, love, and trust. Join the conversation. Now, here's Natasha.
Hi guys, and welcome to the Brand You Like a Boss podcast. My name is Natasha Toddy Weston, millennial author and brand strategist and author of the Brand You Like a Boss book. And this podcast is a special series that is leading up to the release of the, can you guess, the Brand You Like a Boss book. And as many of you know, the book officially releases on June 21st, 2017. And so to celebrate this release, I thought that it would be a great idea to give you some insight into the book through this podcast. So I'm recording this episode on May 1st, 2017. However, you guys should know that the Brand You Like a Boss book is now available for pre-order, and I would greatly appreciate and love you to life if you pick up a copy for yourself or even for your friends and family who are very much so interested in discovering, cultivating, and expanding their personal brands. So if you go over to brandyoulikeaboss.com/pre-order, it will take you to the page where you can pre-order autographed copies, and there's also a link to the Amazon book page where you can also pre-order. And if you're one of those people that you strictly order books from Amazon, then I've got you covered. You can go straight to Amazon, and all you have to do is type in the Brand You Like a Boss book, or you can type in my name, and it's going to take you exactly where you need to be. And then the bonus here is that if you want to get the bonuses that my team and I have created for everyone who pre-orders a copy, all you have to do is shoot me an email to brandyoulikeaboss@gmail.com. Send me a screenshot of your receipts, and I'll go ahead and get you added to the list personally. And I mean, there are some pretty cool bonuses, and there's also a chance, a very strong chance, that we will continue to give you access to even more amazing bonuses as we get closer to the release. So you may be wondering, what types of bonuses will I get? Well, for one, everyone that purchases a copy is going to get a free digital version of the book. So this is good if you're on the road, if you're on the go, if you're traveling, if you just can't pick up the book and read, if you're on the plane, wherever. Every single person that purchases one copy of the book will get digital access to the book. We're also giving away some special social media mentions, shouting you out, shouting your brands out on social media. We're giving away exclusive invite only to an exclusive, amazing webinar and Q&A session that I am hosting in June called 10 Steps to a Killer Personal Brand. That's going to be like the bonus of this entire book. So I'm really excited about that. I'm giving away some personal branding consultations. Not 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 1 hour plus. I'm also giving away autographed copies, and I'm giving away a chance for you to create your own package depending on how many books you order. And I'm also giving away some 60-second brand advertisements right here on this podcast. So I'm telling you guys, some amazing bonuses are here. I wanted to pull out all stops for you guys for supporting me for all of these years and for being with me on this journey now to my third book. So I'm super excited about that. So let's go ahead and get into this topic. Well, not really a topic. I wanted this first episode to really be an introduction to the podcast and to let you know what to expect and why I decided to do a special podcast. So the timing was actually pretty perfect because my original podcast, Table Talk with Toddy, ended last week. And so when we were planning everything, I was like, wow, I'm almost at my 12 episode mark for my second season. So if I give myself a week and then go ahead and get right back into it, because I really love doing the podcast. So I thought it would be cool to just come and do a special version strictly on the book and give you guys insight into exactly what the book is about and really give you like a an audio version before the audiobook actually comes out. So I wanted this podcast to really give you some great tips that you can take and use now, and lots of valuable information. So you'll find in a couple of episodes, I will be interviewing some amazing people who have really amazing brands and are really branding themselves like bosses, literally. And so guys, you can look out for that. I will disclose all of that information very soon. So you'll want to make sure that you are signed up to be an insider at BrandYouLikeABoss.com. Put your name, your email address in there, and I'll keep you in the loop of everything that is going on. So if you're hearing me for the first time, you're probably wondering, who in the heck is this girl and why is she writing this book and what can she do to help me? So if you're listening to me for the first time, if you're not listening to me for the first time, consider this a reintroduction. My name again is Natasha Toddy Weston, and I am a millennial author and brand strategist, three times, published author. And I help ordinary people to tap into, cultivate, and expand their brand, the brand of you. That is what I help you to do. I help you to find that strong brand story that you have on the inside of you and turn it into a profitable brand and a brand that has influence. And so that is, in a nutshell, what I do. Who do I help? I help, again, ordinary people, you, yes, you, ordinary people. You don't have to be someone on social media that has a million followers. You don't even have to be an entrepreneur, for crying out loud. If you have a desire to be more, do more, and help and impact more lives, this book is definitely going to be for you. And that is, those are the types of people who I help in my business. For example, this morning I just had a strategy session with a client who's been a client for a while, and she's now looking to really kind of separate her personal brand from her business because she has such an amazing story and she wants to be able to deliver it in a way that she can impact more lives and do more in her business. And I always tell people this: if you build the brands of you first, people will buy anything from you. And that is because there's this thing called the know, like, and trust factor. And if you guys have caught on, I've kind of remixed it for the book. I call it the know, love, and trust factor, because you want people to love you. You want people to literally become obsessed with everything that you do and find great value in what it is that you do, what it is that you offer, and how you can help to change their lives. And so this morning I kind of helped her come up with some tips, and she was very kind of skeptical of some of the suggestions that I gave her. And that's because a lot of times we feel as though our story is not valuable enough, it's not important enough, or we think what a lot of people think. Oh, everybody, I'm not the only person with this story, so why is mine different? It's different because it's you. There are billions of people in this world, and there is no one like you. That is your leverage. That is your competitive advantage. And I think that if more people can just understand that small, simple concept, the world would be a lot better place. And so it's funny how, and I share this in the book, how all of our lives we spend so much time trying to fit in. From children to teenagers to college, we're trying to keep up with the latest trends. We're trying to go to the hottest parties and do what everybody is doing because it's cool. But as adults, as entrepreneurs, as business owners, as thought leaders, as leaders in general, we are now really focused on setting ourselves apart. And that is the beautiful thing about personal branding, because it allows you to grow. It allows you to elevate. And that is why personal branding is important, because as you grow and elevate, people will follow along with you. So let's think about some of the bigger brands, such as Steve Jobs. He had a desire to work with electronics. Clearly, now we have Apple, which is one of the largest brands in the entire world, and he's no longer even living. Let's talk about Oprah Winfrey. Oprah had a dream a long time ago. She had a strong story. Her story was so strong. She was so passionate about her life and about helping other people. And so she had her own talk show. Even after that talk show left the air, she then went on to a new dimension of her brand, which was the OWN agency. But who do we fall in love with before the OWN network? Who do we fall in love with even before the OWN network? Oprah, the person. Oprah, the brand. Personal branding. So it's so important. Let's even think about President Obama, Michelle Obama. Let's think about the reputation they left behind, the legacy that they will now have, all because they brought something different to the White House that has never been left there before. They brought a sense of warmth and comfort and welcomeness, if that's a word, to the most powerful position in the world. That is something that they will always be remembered for. Them, the people, not necessarily the president and the first lady, the person Michelle, the person Barack. And so this is why, if you can just start to picture here, we fall in love with people because of their stories, because of how they impact our lives, and how their stories penetrate into our minds. And that is what you want to happen with your personal brand. You want people to either love it or hate it, right? It's really not much in between there. And so after I wrote my first book, 10 Effective Ways to Start Your Business with $0, you know, guys, I had a reality check, like a serious one. And after like 2.5 years, I shut down my very first baby, my very first business, Eloquence Enterprises. And that's because although people knew what I could do as a business owner, they didn't really know who Natasha was. And it was literally driving me crazy. Like, I felt like I wasn't making authentic connection because I was holding back the main core of who I was, and that was my story. And so now that I've, you know, grown into the person that I really wanted to become, and each and every day something else happens that I realize is an intricate part of my brand story, I now look back and I realize that every single thing that has happened in my life was all a part of my own unique blueprint. My own unique blueprint. And that is what you have to realize every time something happens, or you get, turned down the wrong lane, or what you feel like is the wrong lane. You have to experience these things. You have to experience these things in order to have a story to share in the first place. Because let's be honest for a moment. People can tell when you're making stuff up. People can tell when you're telling the truth. I mean, we know when someone's telling the truth or not. Right? Because you feel the emotion. You can feel the passion behind someone's story. And so your brand story is going to be very important. And 9 times out of 10, your brand story, the experiences that you've experienced in life, all tie into your job choice or your career or whatever it is that you're trying to do in life. All of it is going to tie in together. But in order to create a customer, you have to create a memory. You have to create a distinct connection between that story and that customer or client. You just have to. And so that is why, some of the reasons, because I mean, there are tons more of why personal branding is super duper important. And so in this podcast, guys, I want to break down some of the more important topics that I talk about in the book. And in the next episode, we're going to kind of go back to the basics. And I want to talk to you about what it takes to have a well-defined and effective brand, because it does 3 specific things, and we're going to talk about that in the next episode. And so I'm going to walk you through this book even before the book is released. So that's the beauty of this podcast. I am super duper excited. You guys can expect tons of information. So make sure when you tune in, you have pen, you have paper, that you are in a quiet space where you can listen and really absorb, because I want to make sure that you guys are building your brands like bosses, literally. And so I'm excited about the next, I think, 6 episodes. Don't quote me on that. I believe it's 6 episodes coming up in the next weeks. Our days are right now, and again, this is May 1st, now set for Wednesdays. So you can expect a new episode every Wednesday. If that should change, make sure you're on the list and you guys keep up with me anyway. So until the next episode, guys, continue to tap into the brands of you. It will change your life. Thank you guys so much to everybody that is already pre-ordering copies, sharing, tapping into our Thunderclap campaign, which I want to talk about really quick. One of my goals for this book, with it being book number 3, is to make bestsellers list. And so with that being said, I didn't want to leave anybody out who can't, if you listen into this episode and you can't pre-order a copy today, there is something you can do to help us to make this goal come to life. And that is by joining our Thunderclap campaign. So let me briefly explain what that is. What a Thunderclap campaign does is it allows me and you and everybody else that participates to bring social awareness to a cause, an effort, or whatever the case may be. So by going to bit.ly/SupportBYLAB, what you do is you link your Facebook account, your Twitter account, or your Tumblr account. And on June 21st, which is the day of the book release at 12 p.m. Eastern, Thunderclap will release every single person that supports through this campaign, which means the book will go viral. People will start to really pay attention, order the book, and push the book up on the bestsellers charts. And so, guys, I would so appreciate if you go again to bit.ly/SupportBYLAB. Make sure you connect your accounts. You can do one or all three, your choice. And I think right now we're up to 101,000+ social reach. So that's how many people we will reach already on June 21st just through this campaign alone. That's not even including all of my other social media channels. And so I wanted to make sure that everybody had the chance to support, because a lot of you guys have emailed me and said, hey, I'm going to order the book. I just can't order it today. So I wanted to make sure that everybody has the chance to participate. I would love it. I would appreciate it so much. So make sure you do that. Go ahead and review this podcast and subscribe, and please feel free to share this with your audiences, your communities, your friends, your family, whoever you believe wants to do more, be more, and impact more lives through building their personal brands. Brand You Like a Boss is where you need to be. And I am very, very, very so much delighted to be sharing in this journey with you. So I'll talk to you guys in the next episode.